Perhaps you have a glass of orange juice for breakfast in the morning. But did you know that the state known for producing that product has had many challenges to overcome out in the orange groves? The story is next on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Just west of Orlando, Florida, you will find Polk County. This is an important place for one agricultural crop, says Abby Crawford, who is coordinator of ag programming at nearby Warner University.
Florida ranks first in citrus production, and Polk County within Florida is the second largest county. So we do produce billions of dollars into the economy just off of our citrus groves.
In fact, here around Haines City, you find plenty of orange groves. But in the mid-2000s, the groves here came under attack.
So in 2005, Huamlong Bing was found on our groves, and it's an Asian citrus psyllid that flies in, and it goes right into the leaf of the stem, and then it shoots into the fruit. It gives you less nutrients. It makes your fruit more of a weird shape. It misshapes them.
It's called citrus greening, and it's affected growers here and those of us who buy citrus in the stores.
To the consumer, they expect a perfectly orange, round, beautiful citrus, which is what you've always had. But now, not so much anymore. So it affected that economically. And it also makes our fruit much smaller. Our oranges aren't as big today as they once were.
So how do you combat the psyllid that flies in and infects those groves? There are a number of possible solutions. Researchers are looking at ways to breed resistance into orange trees. Another option is to keep the psyllid from infecting the tree in the first place.
CUPS, which is citrus under protective screens, it's basically a grove. You have tons of acres of grove, and then it's like a greenhouse over it, except not a greenhouse, it's screens that are right over it to protect as much as they can from it.
What else, though, can be done to save orange production and the livelihood of local farmers? More next time as we travel the countryside. In Haines City, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.